This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Come in. Put the kettle on. Let's catch up. Over some Milo.
Hello, you are listening to Over Some Milo. I'm Sameya.
And I'm Emma.
And if we sound a little different, it's because we're both sharing one mic, feeling very intimate at the moment.
Yeah, our knees are almost touching.
Almost. But we're not there yet. Maybe in the next episode we'll be a little closer. But we hope you enjoy this audio quality that you are receiving today. In this holidays, I've been out and about, you know, my fair share of out and about. And I was in Dunedin. And the roads in Dunedin are a little, how you say, confusing as hell.
Oh, yeah.
Because nothing makes sense. Mm-hmm. The road is wide enough to fit about three cars, but the turns, you can barely go through them. Mm-hmm. It's like the sharpest turn you've ever seen in your life. Mm-hmm. And it will be like, turn right, and you've almost taken a U-turn. It's like, girl, that was not right. That was like 180 degrees. But, you know, it's fine. But then, everybody has an opinion mm-hmm. about I wasn't even driving. But it feels like everybody wants to honk. Everybody wants to stick out their middle finger. Everybody mm-hmm. wants to make faces at you on the road these days.
Just in Dunedin or in general?
No, I just mean in general. Like, are you a honker or are you somebody that gets
honked at? I've never honked my horn in my life because I'm scared. But why? Because I'm a loner driver and
true.
That feels wrong. but then a while ago, I was at the roundabout near my house, and it's like a roundabout. It has like two lanes, and you're in the left one to go left or straight, and then the right one to go straight or right. Mm-hmm. I was in the left lane, and I hear a honking behind me, but I don't know, like, who it was.
Right.
And I didn't know if it was my lane, because I was at the front, or it was the one next to me being honked at for not going. But I was like, I can't go. There's not a gap. Do you want me to die? So that was very confusing.
Yes, that's what it feels like. When people honk at me, I'm like, so what do you want?
Yeah, what do you want from me?
I've only been honked at three times in my life. One time, I genuinely did nothing wrong, and they honked, and they pointed their middle finger out at me, and I was stuck in traffic.
Yeah.
I was almost stationary, mm-hmm. so I was like, what do you want? So I think that might have just been racism, but you never know. another time, it was low-key my bad, but the way, I drove a very little car at the time, mm-hmm. and I was going on a roundabout. At a normal speed, I had just gotten my restricted license. It was a big roundabout. I was a little scared, as, mm-hmm. you know, as one is. And the speed at which this big van drove so close to me, like, so close, and then honked really loudly. I almost cried, but, mm-hmm. you know, I got to my destination in the end. So, I'm not a honker, but I think I might become one.
Yeah, just let it out.
Yeah, I don't know when it's appropriate to honk. Mm-hmm. Like, give me one good reason that I, and also a polite.
If someone almost hits you with their car, I think
you
should honk.
True, but like, what if they've driven away and then everybody's confused at who you honked at?
True.
I don't really want that to happen. And then, speaking of driving, mm-hmm. I've been watching F1 recently, courtesy of my cousin. Mm-hmm. And I also watched the F1 movie.
Oh, yeah, my parents saw that.
Did they like it?
Yes, but I saw on TikTok that people that actually like F1 did not.
But you can't please two audiences.
Exactly.
You either please the movie watchers or you please the F1 fans. Mm-hmm. If you want to please the F1 fans, the movie watchers might be a bit bored. Mm. Like, if you are... what do the F1 fans want to see? Watch the race again if you just want to see the cars. Like, I'm confused. Like, if you want to see the real life of the drivers, watch Drive to Survive. I feel like things for you already exist.
True.
But, God forbid, a casual movie watcher wants to see some cars race by. You know, like, you can't please everybody. And Lewis Hamilton, 7 or 8 world champion, world driver champion, he produced the movie. So I feel like if it was horribly, horribly unrealistic, or if the driving aspect of it was horribly unrealistic, I don't think he would have just been like, oh yeah, perfect, let's post it.
Exactly, yeah.
So I feel that there was something for everybody.
Didn't they use, like, real footage of someone's crash?
Oh, yes.
From, like, ages ago that, like, ended their career?
I think so, but I'm not entirely sure.
Yeah, and they used it as the tragic backstory, the main character, which feels a bit...
That feels insensitive, I might say. I haven't looked into that, actually, but it sounds realistic. Sounds like something Brad Pitt would do. The movie did feel a little like Brad Pitt fan fiction. Because it was like,
that makes sense.
The 6-year-old guy, I haven't driven in so long, but I'm going to win.
When I saw the trailer, I was like, this is just Brad Pitt being himself.
Yeah, I think it was Brad Pitt having a great time. Movie spoiler, Brad Pitt wins, but I think Joshua Pierce... I feel like
you would see that coming.
Yeah, like, oh no.
This is just the Cars movie, but live action.
Yeah. Except Lightning McQueen was a likable character. Top thing that I hated in the movie was the fact that the only female engineer on the whole Apex team, that she was the one to make a mistake. And then something happened while they were in pit lane, and then Joshua Pierce was like, what happened? Who was that? Like, how did that happen? And then she was like, oh, sorry, like, my bad. And he was like, of course it was.
Oh! I'm sorry.
Like, I apologize that you... What do you mean, of course? Hello? So, the only female engineer was the one to mess up. And she was like, clumsy and, like, ditzy. And then the only female, like, technician... I forgot what her name is. But she was a race engineer, not, like, the pit stop people. Sorry, F1 fans, don't kill me for not knowing the lingo. She was a great, amazing character. And her backstory was, like, I want to prove myself. I'm the only female, like, engineer on this team. Like, I have to prove myself to this person. That, like, she listed the people she needed to prove herself to and why. And then guess what happened? Guess what she did?
Did she get with the main guy?
Yep, she got with Brad Pitt.
Who was like 60?
Yep.
Of course.
And she was like, just before she got with Brad Pitt, she was like, my ex-husband. Like, you know, telling that she wasn't married anymore. And then next thing you know, she's in Brad Pitt's bed.
Of course.
So that was really cool. Really, just the woman representation really did.
Yeah, that's what I saw on TikTok. Mainly. Yeah,
just like really amazing. Thank you so much. Really, you've done amazing. You've done actually great. But apart from that, if you just forget about all of that, a good movie. I had a good time.
Great.
And there was this scene. Do you know who Carlos Sainz is?
I've heard his name.
A lot of, you know what? That's good enough for me. A lot of people like Carlos Sainz. He's a very likable character, and I mean, like, he's a real person, but, I mean, he has a very likable character. And he drives for Williams Racing now. But he used to drive for Ferrari, and, like, Ferrari as a constructor is already very famous. And then Carlos Sainz became more famous. So in one of the scenes, he's at one of the two main dudes is at a bar and just chilling, and then somebody's like, oh, like, you're a driver? And he's like, oh, yeah, like, I am. I'm an F1 driver. And she's like, can you introduce me to Carlos Sainz? And he's like, yeah, I'll just go get him right now. And he left and never came back. And I thought that was funny.
That's iconic.
That might have been the funniest thing in the whole movie, unfortunately. So the bar was on the floor, unfortunately. But any other good cinema you've seen?
There was something that I saw, but now I can't remember what it was.
Oh, no.
Oh, have you seen the Thunderbolts movie?
No, I have not. Well, not entirely enough to pay attention.
Oh, yeah.
But what about you? Did you see it? Did you like it?
I saw it. I liked it. It was good.
elaborate. In what sense, Emma?
The dynamic of the team was really good. Because they, a lot of banter and stuff. And it, felt like the Avengers, but, actually what people wanted to see.
Yeah.
Actual found family. Because they started off, trying to kill each other. Perfect. And then by the end, they were, locked in.
That's actually very sweet.
Yeah. It was cool.
It's like... And they're called the New Avengers, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, that hurts me a little to say, but I understand that everyone has to move on and,
Yeah.
There's new things that arise. But it's just sad to think about. Or it's hard to think about.
Yeah.
Because after Black Panther Wakanda Forever, I haven't been keeping up the way that a Marvel fan would.
Yeah.
I lost hope.
Yeah.
Not because Wakanda Forever was bad. Wakanda Forever was very good.
Yes.
But then seeing everything else after that, I was like, you know what? It's okay. It's okay.
Yeah. But Daredevil was good. Have you seen the new...
I have not.
Should get around to that.
I am very tempted to. But I feel like Daredevil is one of those characters where you get sucked into the... you have to see it from the start, and then binge the whole thing. Oh, since it's the holidays, I should have. Speaking about school actually raises my blood pressure.
I don't want to go back. I also have rehearsals to go back to.
Oh, yippee.
All weekend.
Yippee.
But I don't have school on Monday.
So. Oh, yeah, I saw that. I drove past your school.
They just advertise everything these days.
Yeah.
Just tell the whole city we have the day off. That's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. It's easy. It works. But in terms of school, how are you feeling about being more than halfway through your last school year?
I don't like it. It's also just the fact that I'm turning 18 next week, and it just feels like everything is just, it's going towards adulthood, and I can feel it whenever I think about university and I think about my friends. I'm like, oh wow,
life and all good stuff.
Mocks, I'm very worried because I do good in my internals, but I need to do well in my mocks to get distinctions and stuff. And I need to get a distinction this year because I got none last year, and that made me mad.
It's okay. I don't think I got a distinction last year either. I think I gave up on all
year
awards.
11 can't be my peak, guys.
Oh god.
I got a distinction in year 11 for English.
Yeah.
And I think I was meant to get one. There was a weird mix-up last year because one of my friends, she got distinction in social studies, but she didn't take social studies.
How is that
exactly possible? She left the stage and she said to my history teacher this year, I don't take the subject, I don't know how I got this. And he was like, oh, that's weird. And then we told the story to our classics teacher and she's like, okay, I'm gonna figure out what the hell happened there. And so she pulled up the document that had all of the distinctions on it, and my friend wasn't meant to get it. It was this other girl who was meant to get it, but we don't like her, so it was fine. Deserved. Anyway, but then we scrolled down, and for the media studies one, the same friend wasn't meant to get that one either. It was meant to be me, according to that list.
Oh, and
so she robbed me of my distinction.
Wait, so did you get the award at the end of the day or no?
No, because my teacher was like, do you want to talk to my media teacher about it? And I was like, no, I'm scared because I don't want it to seem like I'm blaming her for it.
I mean, but who else is there to blame?
I don't know. I don't know what happened. Maybe she changed... I think maybe she originally had my friend Sam, and then she changed, she changed it, but changed it too late or something. I don't know. But then I was like, no, you can tell her, Miz.
It's okay.
And I don't think my classics teacher... I think she forgot. But it's fine. I'm moving past it.
You're choosing to grow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I need to let go of things or else I'm going to lose my mind.
You know what? I understand that. I truly do. But letting go is hard.
It is.
I like to hold on for as long as humanly possible.
Yeah, I like to resent people.
It's actually very nice.
It's a nice feeling.
Yeah.
Every time that my friend group gets together, we talk smack about the same people every time. Without exception, it's the same people. And it's so cathartic.
Yeah,
because we learn new things every time. We're like, wow, exactly. She did that. That's crazy.
Yeah, oh, wow, I didn't know she stooped to a new low.
Yeah.
We've gone even deeper to the point where we want to know why these people act the way they do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because we have a few people in our rotation that we don't even seek out the things they're doing. Mm. It's like they seek out what we're doing and then tell us what they're doing. And we're like, hey, so we don't care.
Mm, yeah.
But okay.
Move on.
But we know they're like our local celebrities.
Oh, wow.
And so we try and figure out why our local celebrities act the way they do.
Mm.
And when we figure it out, it's like our lives have changed. Because we no longer are upset about the way they act. We're like, you know what?
I see it.
I see you. And I hear you. And everybody has a reason for the way they act.
Yeah.
Do you do that to yourself ever? Like, you get mad and you're like, where is this really? Like,
yeah.
You have to gentle parent yourself.
Unpack the boxes.
Exactly.
Yes. Why have I compartmentalized this? Oh, I see.
Yeah, I understand. Wait, what's the last thing that you, like, genuinely crashed out over, if you'd like to share?
Oh my god, there's this girl I know. She used to be part of my friend group because she was dating one of my friends.
Mm.
And then I didn't really want to be friends with her because she's, like, not really my type of person.
Mm.
But then she became friends with my other friend. And then, I don't know, somehow I ended up being friends with her and I was like, okay, that's
perfect.
That's fine.
Mm.
Like, because at that point she didn't annoy me or anything.
Mm.
And then, oh, their relationship was really something. But anyway, I won't talk about other people's relationships. But then when they, like, already with the relationship, there was some weird stuff. And then they broke up, and it was just, it was a whole thing for a good, like, it's been 2 months, and we're still talking about it.
Damn.
Because she's cuckoo. And so that was one of the things that my friends and I talk about a lot.
Mm.
But then also, she's in a couple of my classes, and she's a prefect.
Sometimes I forget, I think you forget.
Why did I stop the story?
I was like, Deborah,
now I can't finish. Wait, I had to either finish the story and Loki out her, or I just give up. Okay, no, I'll give you the gist of it. The gist of it is that she really wanted the title of prefect, hasn't done any of the work to deserve the title that she has, because she cheated her way in, because she got the questions from someone on the exec council. And now she's, like, for subjects that are under her jurisdiction, she's failing because she just can't be, like, bothered to do the work. And then she complains about how much work she has to do and, like, purposefully doesn't do work in class. And it just annoys me so much because they're subjects that are her job to be good at.
Mm.
And it's, like, it just annoys me. And it also makes all the prefects look bad because it looks like anybody can get
the prefect title. Oh,
yeah,
no.
Because she just does nothing. Like, even, like, as part of her council, she's always late to, like, do things.
Mm.
And it's, like, some people have worked for over a year to deserve the title that they have. And then she cheats her way in to get the title just for scholarship applications. But then is failing her classes. Like, how are you going to get into university if you fail half your classes, babes?
That is an attack on another level. Damn.
Yeah, I really... I'm so sick of it. On Tuesday, I'm going to ask her if she did her internal, and if she says no, I'm just going to be like, girl, you need to shape up, because what the hell is this?
That's true. You're setting a bad example. You're a prefect.
Yeah,
that's
who's
job.
Going to take the subjects if she's failing them, you know?
Great point. Because it's like, because
everybody in our classes can see it. You know, she fully went up to one of our teachers and was like, hey, so I haven't started. And this was the day of the internal was due at midnight. She had like a 2 or 3 day extension. I kept asking her, I was like, hey, how's your internal going? She's like, oh, I haven't started, but I have an extension, so it's fine. I was like, you can't have an extension for a blank piece of paper.
That's kind of true.
And it was a big internal. My one turned out to be like 65 pages.
Damn! What was it about?
History.
Of course.
So, source analysis.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, you have to, and then my teacher was like, well, you have to do like 6 sources to pass. And she's like, well, I haven't done one. And we were like, oh my god.
Like, oh, that's amazing.
That's amazing.
You're doing great. friend. Yeah. Doing great, sweetie.
Not even a start. Not even the planning document. And I was like, how did you get this title? Anyway, that's what I've been mad about for a good 3 weeks.
Damn. That was really deep compared to what I was going to say. I was going to say, the last time I crashed out was when I went to shower in the downstairs bathroom, but my shampoo was in the upstairs bathroom. But I had
that's so valid.
But I had already started showering, so I was like, oh.
My actual latest crash out was yesterday. I painted my nails before I had a shower. And then I got out of the shower, I looked at my nails, and I went, oh god, now I have to repaint them.
Because
of the ones on my right hand were, like, all, like, smudged.
But I like painting my nails, like, really bad, and then you go in the shower, and then all the nail polish on your skin comes off.
It didn't come off, it just, like, went all weird and, like, bumpy.
That's lame.
And, like, merged together. And I was so mad, I was like, why didn't I think of this? Paint your nails after you have a shower.
You know, a lot of issues come with showering when you have more than 1 centimeter of hair on your head. Because it just feels like showering is such a bigger task when you have to dry your hair.
Oh, yeah. I had to plan my whole day yesterday around how long...
The shower.
How long does it take for my hair to dry.
Exactly.
Because hair dryers don't help with my hair unless I have to sit there for a good 10 minutes straight.
Yeah,
and then my arm hurts.
Nobody got time for that.
Yeah, exactly. So I was like, I need to have my shower like 4 hours before I leave the house.
It's like a real task.
It is.
But recently I've discovered morning showers.
Mm.
When I tell you my life has changed.
Oh yeah, I have a morning shower. I have a shower in the morning before rehearsals on Sunday.
Mm.
So then when I get to rehearsals, my hair is really curly.
Mm. Yes. And you just feel...
Feels better.
Fresh.
Mm.
Like, I used to be a night shower girl, mm-hmm. where I'd take a shower, get changed into my favorite pajamas, sit there for half an hour and blow dry my hair, because I am not sleeping with wet hair.
Yeah.
And then I get a sweet treat, and I get into bed, and mm-hmm. I'm so clean, and I'm so comfortable.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, this is so nice. Nothing can get better than this. Life is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And then I discovered that if you get up at 6 a.m. and take a shower... You're fully clean and, like, you're squeaky clean. And ready by, like, 6:45. And yeah. I have, like, an hour to eat breakfast. And I was like, wait, life is worth living.
Unlocked a new thing.
I was like, damn, actually, everything is going to be okay. Because then the whole day I'm like, I'm so clean. Yeah, I don't know if that made sense to anybody else, but, like, at night, I mm-hmm. still feel clean, mm-hmm. so I still can get into really nice pajamas.
Yeah.
Whereas when I shower at night, I feel really clean, and then I go to sleep, and I wake up, and I'm like, oh, okay, it's done.
It doesn't last for as long.
Yeah.
Mm.
The longevity of my shower is longer when you mm-hmm. shower in the morning.
Yeah.
That may not be important to anyone else, but that was extremely important to me, actually. The more I think about showers, the more I, like, want to start crying. They're just such a task. You know that mm-hmm. meme where it's like you don't want to go into the shower, but then you go in the shower and then you don't want to get out?
Yeah.
That's literally me. Literally me. I discovered that our downstairs bathroom has a heater.
Oh.
And in this winter, that heater is my saving grace. But that's about the only good thing that comes out of it. You know what, this is getting a little bit too intimate, and I don't want to share my shower details with the rest of the world. I don't know about you,
Emma.
Yeah,
I don't know how we got to this track.
Yeah, I don't know about you, but I think this is where we stop telling people about important details in our lives.
We've talked too much.
Yeah. We'll continue this conversation without the public ear. This is Samaya
and Emma
over and out.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.